Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The first blooms of spring are getting buried by snow in the central parts of the country. It's another bomb cyclone blizzard. This one hit the Rocky Mountains yesterday, and it's spinning into the plains and Midwest, where meteorologists say wind gusts are reaching up to 60 miles an hour. Snowfall could be historic for this time of year. Jay Trobeck is chief meteorologist at KELO-TV in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or Kelloland, as they call it in the five states it serves. Jay, remind us, we had another bomb cyclone in March. What is this thing?
Well, this thing's a big, wet spring storm that's affecting most of this area in the upper Midwest with a variety of weather issues. We have a blizzard going with lots of snow and wind in western, central, northeastern South Dakota into western Minnesota. In southeastern South Dakota, northwest Iowa, southwest Minnesota, we actually have an ice storm going on at the present time. The rest of the area, just plain lots of snow and lots of wind. It's not a great day to be outdoors.
No, it's not. And it's called a bomb cyclone, I think we remember, because of how quickly this pressure drops.
Yes. And I mentioned before that we have the center of the storm is kind of right where Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska all meet with South Dakota, right in that area is where the center of the storm is. And in those areas, that's where we've seen the thunder and the lightning. At times, it's almost been like a severe thunderstorm right in those areas. So we're seeing lots of icing in these areas as well with the strong winds. It's kind of an odd situation. If you look at some of the trees, on the east side of trees, you'll see ice and icicles hanging off the trees. And it's like the wind has pushed them flat with the ice that's already occurred in those areas.
Boy, a couple of things. First of all, listeners, we'd love to see pictures. You know, send them to our comment section to see, you know, how this is affecting you, please, hereandnow.org. But you mentioned the thunder. I know it's dangerous, but I love thunder snow. It's such an odd, apocalyptic feeling thing. but this is, I mean, you know, this is serious. Officials have closed Interstate 80 in Nebraska. You mentioned that area. You know, they're warning it's going to be dangerous. Yesterday, we spoke to people in Iowa who haven't gotten over the flooding from a month ago, and now they're worried about all of this melting and coming down again into their town, Hamburg, Iowa. So, I mean, so many concerns. What is your sense? I actually think that in some areas in where you are, you went from 70 degrees to 20 degrees in just one day. What is coming? I mean, how much of this snow is going to melt?
Well, this thing is moving very slowly, kind of in a northwest direction right now, a little odd, but what's going to happen here is we're just going to get more snowfall. We expect the snow to continue the rest of today and wind down from west to east during the morning hours of tomorrow. So a lot of folks are going to end up in that 2-foot range of snowfall. Wow. And here in the southeastern tip of South Dakota, we're seeing some decent icing that's going to be followed by the snow as the rain changes over to snow tonight. Fortunately, the weekend is looking dry. A lot of folks are going to be spending it shoveling.
Well, and you mentioned the ice with the snow on top of it. That's what led to so much flooding a few weeks back in parts of the country because the water had nowhere to go. But you're talking about 2 feet of snow. You know, we've had snow. We're in New England. We've had snow in May. I mean, that's happened. But 2 feet of snow in April. Put this in context. Have you seen this?
Yeah, we kind of get these freak storms in April sometimes. In fact, this is the week. 6 years ago this week, we had a devastating ice storm affecting many parts of South Dakota, including the Sioux Falls area. 1 year ago this week, we had a devastating blizzard. And I think right now I'm going to mark my calendar this week next year. Just plan on working.
Yeah,
because
work.
This seems to be the week for big storms around here.
Right. And just for these people who are dreading the snow melt and the flooding that will cause, when do you expect the temperatures to go back up again?
Well, it's going to be because we now have a snowpack on the ground. It's going to hold down our heating a little bit. We do expect to get into at least the 30s this weekend to get the slow snow melt going.
Good.
And that's what you like. You like to have a slow snow melt.
Right.
And it does look like we have kind of that in the forecast. And, well, we'll just deal with it. Hopefully we'll get into some spring here because it has been a long and brutal winter around here.
Yeah, but you don't want it too fast because of the flooding. Jay Trobeck, chief meteorologist at Kelloland TV in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Jay, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.